Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you out again today. Excited for a wonderful podcast that we're going to be delivering some great value to you. You know, this show is about you guys. Like, it's about allowing you to be able to have a life that you love, that we can create that freedom and prosperity today, not tomorrow, not someday, but right now. You know, and the thing I love about this show is that we're always about how do we get you guys to get out of that rat race, to be able to live a life that's not the mediocre life, something beyond what you see everybody else living, that true life of freedom. So thank you and welcome to being on the show. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for being a part of it. You guys have been awesome. I love watching, seeing more and more of you guys follow us. So thank you so much. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. You know, make sure you check out the old blogs that I wrote like 2 years ago that I tend not to write anymore because I just love podcasts. So, you know, check out, there's always some great additional information on there as well as events and things like that coming up. So today I'm bringing on a special guest. You know, you guys already know that when I bring on guests, I don't bring on posers. I don't bring on people that, you know, the whole fake it till you make it type people. I bring on people that really create the results in their lives. They do it first and foremost for themselves, and they teach others how to do the same. And Lauren Golden is somebody that definitely does that as well. Because, I mean, how many of you guys have wondered, how can I be able to create more income? How can I work from home and not have to, you know, necessarily do a network marketing company? Nothing against them, but how can I actually work from home, do something that actually allows me to have that time freedom, that freedom to be able to do what I want, when I want, and how I want to do it? And that's the kind of thing that Lauren's just been amazing with. But what she does, she loves helping mamas free themselves. You know, when we talk about mamas, like I think of my wife, New Money Mama, right? So she's helping the mamas free themselves from the 9-to-5 grind. She launched the Free Mama Movement, and which also you can find on Facebook too, to show working moms that they don't have to choose between family and financial stability, that you can have both. And as a result, hundreds of families today are happier and more fulfilled thanks to Lauren and her online programs that she has. So whether you're a single mom, you're a military mom, or a mom in a two-parent family who doesn't want to sacrifice your time with your babies and in order to provide for them, Lauren wants you to have that too. Again, she leads a huge community of many thousands of women. She's passionate about helping those other moms start successful businesses and be able to really create that life. And so, Lauren, welcome to our show.
Hey, Chris. Thank you so much for the amazing introduction. And I'm so excited to be here chatting with you today.
So tell us more, like what took you down this path to where you become kind of that freelance type of mom?
Yeah. So I always had kind of that entrepreneurial spirit. I opened my first business when I was 8 years old. And I illegally, I will say, sold beer to golfers on the golf course that I lived on, that I grew up on. Now, I didn't know I was doing anything illegal until my parents found out. But by that point, I had actually raked in a couple $100s in just a couple of weeks. So wow. My first business was a raging success. I learned a lot of lessons early on about having to buy your inventory, aka pay back my dad. I actually opened my first checking account at that time too. So I always had kind of the spirit of like going out and giving the people what they want and being compensated for it. And so that really resonated with me. And, you know, after I graduated from college and got, you know, the traditional 9-to-5, kind of bounced around through different things, kind of found my passion in marketing, which is something I did not study when I was in school, realized I was not only good at it, but really enjoyed constantly learning more. So I was constantly wanting to know more and more about, you know, social media and marketing strategy and all of these things. And it occurred to me around the time that I had my son, who is my second child, that I could actually make money doing something very similar to what I was doing in my 9-to-5, doing it for myself. I was always familiar with the concept of freelancing in different jobs that I had had. We always had, you know, some contract workers that we worked with in my companies. So it wasn't a concept that was new to me. But the fact that I could actually do it and be successful at it and have it replace my full-time income and benefits, you know, that was kind of where the leap of faith came in and kind of that entrepreneurial spirit kicked back in of, I can do this for myself. I don't have to be behind another company. I don't have to have a boss. I can actually take these skills that I've learned over the years and go apply them and help people, kind of like the beer on the golf course. You know, it's hot. Somebody needs a beer. You know, there's business owners out there who don't understand marketing or they don't want to do it for themselves. And so that's really how I got started. You know, my maternal pull was strong. I think my desire to stay home definitely started with my kids. It all happened pretty quickly from there.
That's incredible. And that's a scary thing to do. Cause I've had clients where like I had one that had a great, you know, great, couple companies to work for, like very big companies with great benefits up in Seattle. And he finally just said, you know what, I'm making the leap. I'm going to become an independent contractor and just work from home. And he ended up contracting with them. And it was kind of scary for him to do because that's a big leap to make. How were you able to do that?
Yeah, it's a terrifying leap to make. I'll be honest with you. And, you know, I've always been kind of business savvy. I will say until you actually do it, you know, you got to learn some stuff in life the hard way. You got to just roll up your sleeves and dive in. Right. But, for me, I'm a planner. I like to play it safe. It is not intuitive for me to be a risk taker, which I think, you know, is kind of a misconception about me and potentially some other entrepreneurs is that it's easy for us. Well, it's easy for you to take that risk. It was not easy for me. I kind of gave myself a year plan because a year doesn't sound very scary, right?
Right.
Like it doesn't sound that far. Like a year from now, I'll do that. Because a year feels really safe, but it also gives you that like light at the end of the tunnel, like, well, I'm making changes, you know? And so that was kind of that space I was living in. So I was actually starting to freelance while I was still at my 9-to-5. I didn't, you know, just completely switch a light switch off there and make the jump without, you know, getting my feet wet and dabbling first. But it was actually a personal thing that happened in my life. My husband and I unexpectedly found out we were pregnant with our third child and then soon after had a miscarriage. And so it was something completely unrelated to business. And in that moment, you know, I don't want to get all spiritual. So whatever you believe in, the universe, God, whatever it is, I actually heard a voice saying like, what's your plan now? Like, what are you going to do now? And for me, you know, it kind of gave that hard time in my life some purpose because what I really took from it was that leap of faith. And I walked in and I actually quit my job one week later after I had my miscarriage. And,
wow.
And I was all in on the living the life I wanted to live. I was kind of done with the excuses. I was kind of done with the planning. And I was like, I'm just going to start doing it. So yeah, probably not the answer you expected, but that was how I got started.
You know, I've been there. Like I've made those leaps where like, you just feel like God just says, hey, take this direction. And you're like, all right, it doesn't make logical sense. And people think you're crazy, but you just do it. Right.
Absolutely. And you know, I get it. Like as humans, like we crave security, right? And that's what the 9-to-5 provides for a lot of people is that security. But now that I'm working with so many women and teaching them how to kind of walk in my footsteps and create this business for themselves from home where they can have control over how much money they make. And I find it now empowering, right? Because I'm on the other side of it. I've done it. I've had the experience and now it's empowering. But I remember those feelings of overwhelm and kind of navigating the unknown. And it's something, a conversation I have with a lot of people who are considering making this leap is that, you know, they say they want all these things. They want to have more control. They want more flexibility. They want freedom. You know, they don't want a boss anymore. They want more financial stability, but they're not willing to make the leap. You know, they're not willing to sacrifice the cozy, cushy paycheck that comes from the employer. And it's something where, you know, you've really got to get grounded in why you're doing it. And money's great. You know, I'm a business owner. I am in business to make money and be able to provide for my family and do fun things. But I think there's got to be be more to it. And so you hear a lot of people talking about their why, you know, why are you really doing it? And for me, it really was as simple as like, I wanted to be able to walk my kids to school when they started kindergarten. I didn't want them to be, you know, in childcare all day, every day. Now, I actually still utilize childcare. My kids go to preschool, but it's a short program and I get to choose that. I get to choose mm-hmm. when I have help with my kids. I get to choose when I focus on my business and when it's family time. And, you know, I don't work on Fridays. It's a non-negotiable in my life now. Like I'm home with my family on Fridays. And so all of these decisions are super empowering. But you've got to be willing to get a little bit uncomfortable or a lot of bit uncomfortable in order to get to that point where you have those choices in your life.
Absolutely. What do you feel are like the biggest challenges people run into? Is it just purely this, the mindset of being willing to make those changes and committing to it? Or do you think there's something more to it than that?
I think mindset is absolutely one of the most important things in business and in life. And I don't think I really knew that until this phase of my business. So like I said, you know, I left my job, I was freelancing. I did that very successfully for a few years. And that's when I felt this calling to share it with other people and help other people. And people were asking me what I was doing anyway. And I'm like, okay, this can be a win-win. And I'm the kind of person, like, I'm always looking for win-win-win scenarios. I don't think for one person to be successful, someone else has to be pushed down. I think we can all rise together. And so I'm like, this is a great scenario where I can create a program where I'm going to have to work really, really hard to create it. But once it exists, it exists. So, right, getting into the realm of passive income and all of that stuff, I can grow my business that way. And I can also serve more people and I can help more people, you know, tap into this thing that I've tapped into and do it successfully for themselves. As I have gone through this journey, you know, this evolution of my business of launching the Free Mama Movement, now more than ever, I understand the importance of mindset and kind of pushing through fear. And I think another misconception about entrepreneurs or, you know, people who have found success is that they don't have fear. They're not afraid mm-hmm. of failure. They're not afraid of success. You know, they're not afraid to jump on and do a Facebook Live or start a podcast or whatever mm-hmm. it is, but they're not afraid of that. And I just don't think that's true. I think the difference is the people who become successful and start a podcast and do Facebook Lives and, you know, kind of start these movements behind themselves is that they do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And that comes from mindset. You know, I have fear all the time. I get nervous to do things all the time in my business and in my life still. But I think it's kind of like riding a bike. Like the more you practice, it's not necessarily that the fear goes away. It's just, its lifespan shortens, right? Instead of it becoming debilitating and you're not moving forward, it just kind of gets honed in and you're like, yep, there it is. Let's call it excitement instead of fear. Great. Let's get going. And you keep moving. You repurpose it in a different way. So yeah, I think mindset is absolutely critical. And the other thing that I've really, you know, noticed over the last year is that business is the greatest personal development course you could ever take. Sure. I mean, I have truly changed as a person through the evolution and growth and success, frankly, of my business, because it puts you in these uncomfortable positions that kind of show you what you're made of.
So what would you say the difference between someone who doing freelancing is compared to someone who's just, you know, starting a brand new business? Like, what would you say the difference is between the two?
You know, a lot of the people mm-hmm. who come to me, they're like, well, how do I find a job working from home? And I'm like, well, I don't really teach you how to find a job working from home. I teach mm-hmm. you how to become a business owner. So to me, you know, being a freelancer is you're offering a service to people. You're a service-based business owner. You are not an employee, not go on job interviews. You should be, you know, standing firm in what it is you offer, whether you're a virtual assistant, a graphic designer, you know, an IT specialist or some type of consultant. Essentially, you are working with people on a contract basis to help them with a problem. And on, you know, the smaller levels, maybe that problem is truly just time. And actually I shouldn't discredit time because that's my greatest asset is my time. So, you know, so for virtual assistants, a lot of people who come into my world, whether they're looking to hire a virtual assistant or they're looking to become a virtual assistant is that they don't know what to charge. They don't know what they're worth. Right. They don't know what to offer. Are they good enough? all of these different things are kind of floating through their head. And what I want them to understand is, even if the only thing on day one that you are capable of offering is answering someone's customer service emails, you know, I have that mom going, well, is that enough? Do I have to go off and spend, you know, $1 million learning how to be an expert in whatever? And I'm like, yes, that's enough. Someone will pay. That is extremely valuable to an entrepreneur whose time is limited and they cannot manage that. That is something they're willing to pay for. And so to me, the beauty of freelancing is that you really have the role of offering a service that you're in the business of helping people. You really are. You offer a service that helps somebody, whether you're saving them time or you're helping them with something that maybe they don't know how to do or something that they don't want to have to go figure out how to do themselves. You're better at it. And so I it's something I absolutely love. I know a lot of service-based business owners who maybe don't refer to themselves as a freelancer, and that's okay too. I think the term freelancer sort of implies that you're doing it on your own. And I think that's really cool too. I have a lot of people who will ask me to look at their website and it says, we everywhere, you know, we do this, we do this. And I ask them why they chose that pronoun. And they said that it feels like it makes them look more legitimate as a business. And I really disagree with that, Chris. Like, I actually look at that and I'm like, I think you should own your expertise and you should own the fact that you are the person who's going to go in and create a relationship with this business owner and become, you know, a valuable team member to them. And you're the one doing the work. You should get the credit for it. And so to me, that's what freelancing is all about.
Yeah. You know, it's something I've said on the show a few times about the mindset around, you know, who you are and how you contribute. Even if you have a job, the truth is you still have the business of you. Like, you are a business. You know, you might come out with a steady paycheck. You might think you don't have a business, but the truth is that you're hired or fired based on your performance in that quote unquote business of you, you know? And so being a freelancer or being an entrepreneur, you know, either way, you're still, in a sense, you're still being hired. You still have people you work for. You just do it in a very different way with different terms.
100%. And personal branding is something that I teach in my programs. It's something I talk a lot about in my community online. It is essential regardless of what you were doing. I would even argue it's essential just in how you carry yourself, even if you're completely unemployed. If you're a stay-at-home mom, the way that you present yourself to other people is essential. So I couldn't agree more with you on that.
Now, I know, of course, the question that everybody has, right, is like, you know, of course, one is, what do I have to offer, which you just addressed. You're like, hey, you know what? You could do something that's just simple as answering emails. Like, it could be the same job role you were already doing with an employer working 9 to 5 out of an office, but now you're doing it from home, right?
But I would argue yes, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but then the next thing people are going to ask is, well, wait, how do I find the market? Like, how do I find people to hire me? Like, do I go to corporations? Do I go to individuals or business, like small business owners? Where do I go, right?
Yeah, so there is a lot of opportunity out there. There's no question about it. And this is something that I teach also in my program. I have 2 entire weeks where I talk to, you know, my students about how to get clients and where to find clients and, you know, the kind of clients that they're really going to want to work with. And some of us are fortunate and, you know, we hit it out of the park on the first client, and others of us, you know, not so much, right? Like it either takes some time to find the right fit. I do say that I teach freelancing in a, maybe not an unusual way, but in a specific way. You know, there's resources out there, Google, YouTube. I mean, there's, and just through Google, you're going to find, in particular, matching websites like Upwork and Elancer and all of these things. Those are available to anybody to do market research, to get started. But they're actually not how I teach the moms in my program how to go about freelancing. And the reason why is because, as you've heard me say a couple times, I think time, especially as a parent, when you are, you know, essentially every moment you're deciding whether or not your attention is going to your family or your income, essentially. And so I value time more than anything. And the reason I don't care for sites like that is because you are not being compensated for the time you were spending marketing yourself. Mm-hmm. And those sites can be very competitive and they drive prices down. They're also international. So you are competing with an international market where, you know, there you can hire cheap labor overseas. That's just kind of the reality. Now, right. Those probably wouldn't be your ideal clients anyway, right? You don't want to work with somebody who's not willing to pay you what you are worth and what your services and your help is worth. So I don't recommend doing that. I recommend good old-fashioned relationships. Networking, it can be done online. It is not as complicated as you would think it is. But tapping into what you were saying, Chris, it's all about your personal brand. So one of the things that I run into a lot with the women that I coach is that, you know, they're starting this freelancing business. They've figured out or kind of honed in at least on the services they'd like to offer. And then it comes time to find clients, right? They're, you know, they're ready to go. They're ready to go. And they don't want to tell anybody what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're afraid. It's the mindset. It's the fear. If I tell people, it makes it real. If I tell people, it makes it real that I could fail, but it also makes it real that I might get a client and I've never done this before. And I get it. You know, it's scary to do things for the first time, but I also tell them, you know, I can teach you a whole lot in 12 weeks. And I do, you know, my program is extremely robust, but you're going to learn more with that first client, whether it's a one-time project or a 12-month retainer, than I could teach you in 12 weeks. Because the reality is we all learn best by doing. You can't just watch someone else do something and learn how to do it. You have to just dive in at some point. And So I prefer approaching freelancing. You know, like I said earlier, I'm not a natural risk taker. I like stability, and stability comes from building relationships with people. It comes from becoming an invaluable member of somebody's virtual team. If you are, you know, you can freelance with local businesses as well. My business is 100% online, and it is something that I recommend to the people that I work with as well. And that's because of the world we live in. You never know when you're gonna move. My family actually relocated a few years ago, and to say that it was unexpected is an understatement. I mean, we were in our forever home. We lived surrounded by my friends and family in the town that I grew up in. We were not going anywhere until we were, and we found ourselves thousands of miles away from, you know, everything we ever knew, including my entire clientele. Right. So I essentially started my business over a few years ago, and it was in that moment that I decided that location freedom was incredibly important to me. So it is possible to build an entire virtual freelancing business without actually meeting anybody in real life. So technology is a friend. You know, we're recording this podcast using Zoom. That is some software that I use to meet with people, and you get to know them. It's a video, you know, you can do video chat. And so, yeah, I just think if you are in it for the long haul and you don't want to constantly be spending your valuable time making pitches constantly and marketing yourself, look for those long-term clients that you can become an asset for. And that's my best advice for freelancing. I think look for those relationships. It's all about relationships.
Yeah. Love it. So here's a real question I'm sure that people are wondering too is this really legit? I mean, can people really make just as much, if not more, than what they're doing just working their 9-to-5? And what are some examples of people who have done that?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. I mean, I could rattle off some names for sure. Mia, Jordan, Michelle. I mean, honestly, go. So if this interests you, I really encourage you to join our Facebook community. So it is a Facebook group. The name of it is the Free Mama Movement. And you can actually search the hashtag Free Mama Wins, because I am all about like people celebrating the things that they're good at and their victories. And I think, you know, you could say it's ego or bragging, but I think it's really important that we celebrate the things we're good at. And I think women in particular have a hard time doing that. So we brag in the Free Mama community. So you can go check out everybody's across the board by doing that. But here's the thing that I want people to know. The reason that you can make more is because you can leverage your time. So I also teach people how to work off of a retainer rather than an hourly price. Because obviously if you have an hourly price, here are your choices. Raise your hourly price, work more hours. That's how you make more money. You know, is that a bad thing? No, it's not a bad thing. Are there going to be opportunities that are only hourly based? Sure. Not everything is going to be able to convert. Not every client is going to be willing to have a retainer. And here's the thing with retainers as well. You have to know how to leverage your time. If you're somebody who slacks off, if you're somebody who gets distracted or procrastinates, a retainer is going to end up hurting you because you are probably going to spend more time getting all of your work done than you normally would, you know, if you were being compensated for the actual time you were spending on the project. So, you know, there's a lot of strategy behind how to be effective with that. But one of the things I want people to know who are maybe still working a full-time job and thinking about, you know, starting their own business, whether it's freelancing or something beyond that, is your employer is spending a lot of money on you that you might not even be aware of.
Right.
So they're paying payroll taxes. It actually is going to cost them money to replace you when you leave. So something else that I teach moms how to do is turn their current employer into their first high paying client. Again, not applicable 100% of the time. I have had moms successfully do that in my program though. And it's amazing because the negotiation behind that is really smooth because they do actually end up saving money when you do not work for them as a full-time employee. Now, again, it's not transferable for everybody. I understand that, but it was for me. It was something that I did, and it's something other people have been able to do as well. So as a contractor, you're able to charge more than, you know, let's say you're on salary at your job and you divide that out and figure out what your hourly rate is. Well, they're not paying for your benefits anymore. They're not paying for your 401k. And, you know, on the flip side, I know these are things that you then have to figure out as a business owner, and it is figure outable. So don't get me wrong there, but you're then able to increase your hourly rate. And businesses are willing to pay that because they don't have all of those other fees that they assume as an employer. So I think there is, you know, some technical components there that when people understand, it starts to make sense of how you can actually leverage, you know, the exact same work for more money.
Yeah. I actually have firsthand experience with this probably about, it's been about 13 or so years ago when I was hired by a coaching company to teach people how to trade stocks and options, right? And I was thrilled because I thought, hey, cool. They're paying me $20 per session, which was about like a 40-minute session. But I was like, this is pretty good. Like I can make, you know, $60, you know, every 2 hours, right? And so I was doing that. And then partway through into my you know, my training as I was getting to learn the ropes of how the company worked and everything, they switched it on us. They said, you know what? You're not going to be working out of a cubicle anymore with our phones. We're going to have you work from home as independent contractors. And they raised my pay from $20 a session to $35 a session, almost double, which I was thinking like, what the heck? You're paying me more to stay home and just call for my cell phone? Really? But you, like you said, like you save tons of costs, not just payroll stuff, but the space that people have to use. I mean, they freed up more space to get more salespeople in to then generate more sales and revenue, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So it really works. Like I think that's a brilliant idea of going to your company as your first client. I love that.
Absolutely.
Well, and I know like, you know, I know we're kind of running out of time here, but I know you've got different things you offer. You also have a matchmaking service too, don't you?
I do. So one of the greatest things I think that makes me, you know, different in the services that I offer, because I'm not the only, I didn't invent freelancing. I wish, but I did not. I just teach, you know, moms how to do it in a certain way. And then I teach them how to be successful while still managing their family. And, I'm in an interesting position because I do still freelance. I have clients. I am now also on the other side of the table where I consider myself an entrepreneur now. I have 3 people on my team. I have hired people from within my program. I've hired graduates, you know, my former students who now work for, actually I have 4 people on my team. I actually just brought another one on this week. I forgot about that. So I am in this really unique position where I kind of straddle both worlds. I understand what it is like to be the person providing a service to a business owner. And I understand what it is like to be the busy entrepreneur who needs help leveraging time and skills and just managing all of the things of a growing and scaling business. And so because of that, I also have connections in both spaces. I have, you know, a large network of people who are kind of on both sides of the aisle. And I have these women that I have trained, who are, you know, well prepared in software and the services that they offer. And I stand behind them and I stand behind the things that I've taught them. And I have a huge group of entrepreneurs, whether I've been in masterminds with them, done podcasts with them, whatever it is, who they are in the same position as me, where they are growing and scaling their business, and it's time for them to grow or expand their team. And so I launched the Free Mama Matchmaker to do just that. So it is a program that where entrepreneurs can contact me for a small fee because I am not an Upwork. I am not trying to drive down prices and make things super competitive. I am in the market of curating relationships that grow business. That's what I do. And so that does require a small investment up front, because what I'm going to do is prepare the entrepreneur, not just exactly what it is they need, because sometimes we get so busy as business owners. We know we need help, but we don't really know what that looks like. So that's something that I can assist them with through, you know, an initial conversation. And then they actually get matched with graduates of my program who can assist them with the various things that they are looking to outsource in their business. And I will say it has been super fun. I'm right now looking at a thank you note that I got from a business owner just this week when I got back in town, who sent me a little Starbucks gift card and said, thank you for connecting me with the name of the mom, Mia. So it has been really fun. And it's amazing because, like I said, I'm constantly looking for those win-win-wins. How does everybody win? You know, these entrepreneurs genuinely need help. And I have a group of very qualified women who are looking to help people. So it's been a really fun extension of my business.
Oh, I love it. That's a tremendous resource. Thank you so much. So you mentioned there's the Free Mama Movement group on Facebook. How else can somebody like follow you or be able to get to know more about, to learn more about what you teach with freelancing?
Sure. So you can find me on most social media at Lauren Golden. Free Mama is my handle. And then if you are interested in learning about my program or, you know, starting to freelance from home and building out your own business, I offer a free training to get started. And you can check that out at thefreemamamovement.com.
Awesome. And I'll have that in the show notes too, so you guys can have that link. So Lauren, it's been tremendous. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been very valuable. Thank you. I love finding different ways for cash flow. And this one's a big one. I think this is an answer to a lot of people listening to the show right now.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed sharing, and I look forward to connecting with some of your listeners.
Absolutely. Well, everybody else, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you make it a great and prosperous week, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.